Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
This is Jay every day. I never change. This is Jay every day. I never change. This is Jay. I am a rock representer. Oh, summer to winter. Oh, terrible live. 24/7, 365. One CD of 365. What's up to Ian Kirk? Welcome home to Taj. The no amount of money ruin this thing of ours. We run streets like drunks, watch street lights. We collide with light back and speak. We need deep in coke, we keep deep in ice. We flood streets with dope, we keep weed to smoke. We all fish, better teach your folk. Give them money to eat, but next week he's broke. Just when you sleep, he's reaching for your throat. World on the street, read what you sow. Not out of fear for love, love for the game. Rock family first, we never change, man.
I'm still fucking with crime cause crime pays. Out hustling, same clothes for days. I never change, I'm too stuck in my ways. I never change.
Hope we give a good part. Shit.
I'm still fucking with crime cause crime pays. Out hustling, same clothes for days. I never change, I'm too stuck in my ways. I never change.
To my Miami and St. Thomas connects.
I never mention your name, I promise respect.
Death before dishonor, correct.
See, you little, some of you little young whippersnappers don't know nothing about that. Never mentioning somebody's name. Snitch-ass motherfuckers. You good over there, Moses? What's good, bro? You good, my nigga?
You good.
Backwood lit. I like it. Dave over there getting himself right. I like it. Energy is good. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
I'm Moses. Yep.
Hope you're all right, Dave. Come here with the COVID, bro.
Nah, there you go.
This episode 117 out this bitch. Fuck cancer, as we always like to say. Rest in peace, OG. Rest in peace, Marco. What's going on, guys?
Back that thing.
Why'd you want me to play back that thing
up?
What does back that thing have to do with anything right now? Like it's three men in here. I don't need to play back that thing.
Cause you a hot boy summer dude. You are.
I'm just trying to give you what you like really want to listen to, because I know you want to listen to Hot Boy Summer shit,
and that's a Hot Boy Summer song. Bring it to the house, she on the couch.
It wasn't no Hot Boy Summer. I was chilling all summer. Yeah. I was cooled off. I was cooled off all summer. What do you mean? I was
flip-flops
chilling.
Flops and cargo shorts.
I'm not fucking with you, Moses. Let's get to this shit, man.
With the saggy belt. What's the...
What are you talking about?
What's the things you wear?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Little buckle belts. What's the bullshit you wear? Little pockets and fanny pack shit.
I don't wear those.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, you fanny pack.
I know somebody that do.
I'm a hot boy. Keep everything in there. I got all my shit in here.
Yeah, no, I don't wear those. I don't wear those at all. I don't even plan on. I don't know. That seems very convenient, though, if you got on some basketball shorts or some shit, though.
Come back out, man. I got all your shit.
I'm not fucking with you. Listen, I got to talk about my son a little bit this episode because he's a funny guy. 12 years old, right? School started back. Fucking hate that. Fucking school, whatever. But, you know, he got his little friends and shit now. Now they want to meet up at the skating rink. They want to hang out at the skating rink. These little niggas don't even know how to skate.
Well, you got to learn, nigga.
Yeah, nah, he's trying to finesse. Nah, I
ain't no damn he want to skate. He want to be like
he
want to
see the girls, man. Fuck that. He want to see
that's
the girls.
That's the kids' club. The skating ring is like
know,
the kids'
but
club.
If the girls are skating too, he gonna skate. Learn how to skate.
Yeah, he is gonna skate. Gonna get his prats on, but he gonna skate. You know, unless he don't know, he was not skate.
Get out the house.
Unless it was good.
I'm not mad at him wanting to go though. I'm not mad at him wanting to go.
If a little nigga getting in some trouble.
I just ain't like how he try to finesse it though.
Hey, that's what he want to do though. What you want him to tell you? I'm going to see some bitches, yo. I'm trying to go to skate ring. No, nigga, he's not
going to
tell you.
He going to skate ring.
But he couldn't tell me that.
No, it's not. No. It's not
he can't. Yo, y'all, all right, cool. Yeah,
he wants to be in the skating game.
Yeah, but the thing about his age ATL. Is he can't stay there without a parent.
Okay.
Without some type of adult supervision.
Yeah. You got to watch.
So him and his little friends try to finesse saying, oh, like they each telling their parents that this friend's parent is going to stay there and watch them.
Okay.
He was trying to.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. I'm trying to let y'all know how he tried to finesse this thing here. So it was real funny because I'm talking to my wife about it and she's like, yeah, he said his friend's dad is going to stay and watch them. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? So she's like, and I'm going to go ahead and take, our daughter to the movies while, he stays at the skating rink. All right, cool. So it comes down to basically, next thing you know, do you want to go there? I was like, well, how do you know all this? And she's like, well, that's what he told me. I'm like, wait. So you don't got no confirmation. You haven't talked to a parent or nothing like that. Nah, going off his word, I'm not rolling. So she said, well, okay, well, do you want to take them then? All right, cool. I'll take them. I'm like, I'm cool with that. I don't got a problem with that because now I want to meet the fucking father. I want to meet the parent. I mean, hell, I might just stick around and chill and conversate and see. I got to get to know who the fuck is going to be around my child.
Okay,
You know what I mean? That's how I was looking at this shit.
Yeah, you want to shoot.
So the next thing you know is, oh no, his dad is not staying.
Damn. What'd you say? He got something to do? That's crazy.
So they try to put it off on me for me to stay. And I'm like, that wasn't part of my plans in the first place. I work today. I got to work tomorrow. You know, it's Friday night. Like, I ain't here for that. Yeah, he tried to finesse and stay there. No parents. You know what I mean? No parents around.
Nah, it might. I mean,
he tried it.
The person daddy might have been coming. Then
nah, he
they
tried
find
it,
out.
Man.
They find out you was there. He was like, "No, I'm good."
My wife ended up staying though. They held it down.
He set it up. He was like, "Damn it!"
She held the shit down, but they tried it.
They ain't tried. They might not have tried though.
Nah, they tried it, bro. Come on, bro. Let's be real. Like, all right, you was in New York. I'm sure a skate ring up there. And I'm gonna tell you how we was giving it up when I was younger. We was go to the skating ring, right, Moses?
Yeah.
I was trying to get my little ding-a-ling rubbed on by a booty.
Yeah, but we got dropped off.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he was trying to do.
We got dropped off though.
I'm did just saying.
Did the rules change or something? Was y'all out there?
I don't think we was there that young though. 12? We got dropped off. No, I don't know. We might have got dropped off.
We were young.
It was at least 14, 13, 14.
Nah, it was
13, 14, 15 for sure. We was getting dropped off.
It was a little younger than that.
Try to get my little ding-a-ling rubbed on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was bad.
Oh, so that's how you feel? That's how you feel, bro?
Yeah, you was bad.
What was y'all doing,
you
Dave?
You wasn't trying to get shit.
What you mean? I was.
Now, you better be lucky. I mean, I ain't going to say you better be, but you should be glad he trying to get his ding-a-ling.
Right. I'm not mad at him. Just don't try to finesse it out of me.
Yeah, man.
That's all I'm saying. You ain't got to finesse it out of me. I know what's going on.
Nah, yo, dude, we was wilding. Nachos. From doing the booty rub. Oh, man.
I was sorry. Already 12.
Like, sorry.
It was hilarious. Put your number on the paper.
Then I ended up watching I ended up watching House Party with him. With Kid and Play.
Oh, yeah, the first one?
Yeah, the very first one.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, because it's on Netflix now.
Yeah, that's exactly what we watched today. Yep, Netflix. And I was pointing out all this shit. Yeah, don't think you're going to be doing this. Don't think you're going to be doing that.
You's a hater, man.
I ain't shit. I'm a parent, Dave.
Don't think you're going to be doing it. Nigga, that you pretty much telling him that. You can't, I'm going to do it, nigga. I'm going to try it. You're telling him to try it.
I think you should describe.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I think you should describe something different. Like, when you watch a movie, you got to, like, trick him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just be like, yo, that's how we used to do it. We want that wild and stuff like that. Like, because he's going to do it.
Right. Kids going to do exactly what you tell him not to.
He's watching something.
So what am I just supposed to not say anything?
Nah, no, we're not saying that. Yeah, but
I really be saying this shit just to be fucking with him, though. I don't be tripping.
Yeah.
Because I don't really expect him to be having house parties and no shit like that.
Yeah, I think them house party days is over. Exactly. Might have some bitches in the house when he get older.
He might try to sneak one in the house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't know. We had to have a lot of house parties, though.
Yeah, but that was us back in the day.
A lot of people that he might not have, but other people will.
Or they might come back, actually, with all this COVID shit going on. I mean,
that's still bad.
I forgot about it.
You got a whole bunch of COVID kids in your house.
Mm. Well, I was saying that we don't know how the clubs are going to do. So
you're right.
You know.
They probably have it at the event. I keep forgetting. Right?
Yeah.
Well, we was having house parties. The clubs wasn't open for kids. It was high school. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well.
We got some time, but how did you enjoy the movie?
How did he like the movie?
Yeah.
He thought it was funny. He laughed at all the fucking moments. Martin Lawrence is hilarious as usual. Like, he enjoyed every bit of it.
Yeah, he dancing, so he good.
What happened?
Nah, he got the good dance gene because you can't dance, so he good.
Nah, he danced like his pops.
Nah, he got a little rhythm, though.
He ain't got no
It's all right to be, you know, can't move too much, but has some rhythm.
The good thing about him is that he's young and he can learn.
Yeah,
his pops can't learn. So
you look like you're old. Bit by
like I'm like literally like sitting right here.
On my fault. I'm just saying.
Like, like I'm right here, my nigga.
When
like,
this dance, you
fuck
like
y'all.
You like you bit by mosquitoes or bees. Or something. So I be like, people be thinking like something medically wrong instead of you dancing. Remember last time Tone was here? He was like, "What the fuck is going on?"
I don't even fuck with you niggas, honestly.
Nigga, we're here trying to tell y'all about me trying to
move.
Fingers get to moving.
We're here trying to tell y'all about
me. Like windshield wipers and shit. What are you doing? Like, nobody. You get
I'm sitting here trying to tell y'all about me trying to be a good parent, and here we are. Mm-hmm. Jokes on me. Oh, you can't dance. You dance better parent. Than you. Fuck y'all. Y'all ain't shit.
You being a good parent by telling your kid don't do that stuff, which you basically tell them to do it. You're right. You are definitely right, sir. You better not do that.
Right.
Hmm?
You better
not grab that condom and do what he did.
No, you better grab that fucking condom.
You better not go on them stairs like he did.
You better grab that fucking condom if you're going to do it.
You see, old boy had two of them. You better not do what he did. Right, notes.
Two girls.
Two girls.
Dance with rhythm.
Yo, so your president out here, I'm not fucking with you because you stupid, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Rhythm.
Use three cups for Kool-Aid.
Your president out here made the vaccinations damn near mandatory for everybody. All federal workers. He's urging people that are hosting events require vaccination cards. Yo, if you got the vaccine card, holla at me.
I don't know what this nigga talking about.
You're going to have to get the Anley Pro.
Huh?
You're going to have to get the Anley Pro vaccinated.
But I don't understand what's the point of the. I'm not. Are you stupid?
Just shut up, all right?
My butt, why? Oh, Josh, two. Oh, hell no, man. My ass is yeah. What? What do you want from me? Huh?
Yeah.
What do you want? I just don't understand why this motherfucker is making this shit mandatory when you can still catch COVID and spread it, yeah. Even if you get the vaccine.
What the fuck is
the purpose? He said, yo, this motherfucker said it's a pandemic. On the unvaccinated.
Nah. That nigga's talking crazy.
It's a pandemic on the unvaccinated.
And then it's not even mandatory for people on his staff and shit.
Yeah.
In Congress and shit. It's not mandatory for them. It's mandatory for everybody else.
He want everybody but sore. He tied the only one with his ass sore. So everybody get that probe.
Shut up.
What the fuck is up with this vaccination shit? Why do motherfuckers need it? It's weird as fuck. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's definitely weird that they pushing it so hard.
They want to pump you with drugs.
I mean,
it's the Matrix. Red blue pill. Since half you are, take the blue pill. You got to take this red pill.
It's like this shit don't do nothing for you. Like, I don't get the shit at all, bro.
Yeah, it's supposed to prevent you from not dying. That's all.
It's gonna kill you.
Man, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Fuck up your body.
This shit would never happen under Trump's watch. That's all I know, man. Like,
here you go again.
Stupid.
I'm just saying. We would have had to bleach by now some shit.
Right. I told you you was a Trump supporter.
I'm not a Trump supporter, man. I would never.
That's what you want to do? You want to make so what America
you
go, it sound
like
again?
You about to... Oh, wow. Sound like you about to get it, huh?
Nah.
You ready to get it?
I'm not getting it. My job is still not required for me to get it yet, so... I thought my job was considered federal.
Just go ahead and get it.
It's not all the way federal, so I'm like, oh, all right, cool. No, you got it?
I'm glad.
You gonna get it?
Go get shot.
You gonna get it? You gotta get the booster too.
What's the booster?
The booster is, first of all, the vaccine is two shots, and then after that, it's another one. They got the booster. So I guess you'd be super vaxxed.
No, that sounds
you
nasty.
You gotta get the booster.
They say you gotta get the booster.
That sounds nasty.
You super vaxxed.
Why would you call it a booster?
That's what they called it, nigga. I didn't call it that.
Booster shot.
The fuck?
Booster shot.
No.
Booster.
That sounds right. Booster. No.
So you gonna go ahead and get the vax though, Moses? Because Dave said he's gonna get it too.
So I might get it.
Yeah, you gotta get healthy, man.
What?
So,
wait, what?
Yeah, you gotta get the shot to get healthy, right?
You gotta get the shot. All right.
Becomes an inconvenience, it ain't an inconvenience yet for me. But when it becomes hard to move around and do dumb shit, do the shit that I wanna do, then I'll probably end up getting it. You know what I mean?
I ain't getting shit. I ain't getting the fucking thing.
You can't even, because I'm going to New York soon, and you can't do shit in New York publicly.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
What we doing now?
You got the...
That's another reason why I thought about getting it, too, because I was planning on going to New York next year.
It's going
to
be a lot of places like that, too.
Yeah. It was like that in, when I went to Seattle. I don't know if I told y'all, but it was like a couple of restaurants we couldn't get into because, I mean, she got the vax, but I don't have the vax. Okay. But she didn't even have her card or a picture of it on her phone, either. So it didn't... You got to either have that, too.
Yeah, your wife got to carry that shit around like her ID.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild.
She look, she fine. Ain't nothing wrong with the shot, man. Everybody in your family got it. All the old niggas got it.
Everybody in my family doesn't have it. My kids don't have it.
Well, I'm saying I said all the old niggas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my mother has it.
Yeah, mothers, aunts, cousins.
I should just go get the shot just to get a few days off of work.
Bingy. trying to protect the country. Couple of days like, yo, this shit got me crazy. I'm down and out. Whole week. This is what y'all made me do.
Yeah. They told me I gotta take off 2 weeks and it's pay. So y'all better figure this out.
I'm shit.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, shout out to that little bitch at fucking Jimmy John's.
Shout out to you, little bitch.
Yeah, you little bitch at Jimmy John's. Let me tell you something. Don't ever.
Shout out to you.
Nah, real
bitch.
Shit, though.
How you gonna shout out?
Good. What you mean?
This nigga's so harsh.
Nah, I didn't understand.
Lexington.
I didn't understand, bro.
She didn't recognize you? He was like, what, bitch? Oh, my God. It's Lexington. Yeah,
here we go, man. Nah, so I pay for my sub or whatever. I hand her the debit card, but this bitch walks away from the window, walks all the way somewhere else. I'm like, where the fuck you going with my fucking debit card?
She's scamming.
Bitch, did you take it right? I'm like, I feel like I'm getting scammed now. I'm like, did the bitch go fucking take a picture of my shit? Like, what we doing? Like, you walked away for a cool minute and 20 seconds. I counted.
That bitch bought Gucci flip flops on your car.
Like, I don't know, like, what? Like,
yes, two of them.
You gotta watch these motherfuckers, man.
It was probably short staffed. Look like they were short staffed in that shit.
Dave always got look.
No, real shit. You
Dave,
know
no, listen. Dave always come at me talk shit, but when some shit like that happen, it's like he support them. No, I don't get it.
They're probably short staffed.
Where you get it? You huh? said Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it depends on no, I said Jimmy John's. I'm not saying which
Jimmy
one.
Jimmy John's.
First of all, it should have happened because you was at fucking Jimmy John's, nigga.
What's wrong with
Jimmy John's?
Jimmy John's
is fucking trash.
You don't like Jimmy John's?
Hell no, man. They bread is all hard. Last time I went to Jimmy John's, they bread was hard. Fucking meat looked all stale and shit. That shit was garbage.
I'm sorry that happened to you, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Them niggas sick of bitching and shit. That's what you get, nigga. You nigga went to Jimmy John's.
I ain't gotta pay my rent.
Real quick. Fuck. Did that shit right in front of your face.
Like, what the fuck
yeah,
is
let me
going
see your car.
On?
You ain't even say nothing.
Yeah. I didn't.
Excuse me.
Buns, nigga.
Yo, relax. Hey, yo, fucking relax, my nigga. Yeah.
You came to the pod to
I had to
complain
get that
about
yeah, I had to yeah. get that off my chest.
You
sure
he took my car.
The little bitch.
He had his hand up.
Shout out to the little bitch.
Wait.
Right.
Yeah.
My car. Man, that bitch was like, shut up.
He's stupid. And I got me some Gucci flip flops.
Don't forget the back of the card.
Swipe again.
I already told y'all, though. I'm quick to call the bank. I'll claim. And everything after that, everything before that, too, nope, that wasn't me neither. That was never me at Roof Chris.
Yeah, they going to be like, Jimmy John's, I know this is this nasty ass nigga. They going to put this Jimmy John's.
Oh, my God, yeah. Man. Fuck y'all. Well, shout out to that little bitch. Don't do that
back?
Shit no more, man.
You going to go back?
I'm not going to give that bitch the card.
No matter.
I'm gonna have some cash.
You can get. Oh, you gonna get the cash?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the cash.
You ain't gonna run to the back. Hey, man, where you been?
And I want my exact change back too. Like how y'all out here asking for exact change? We need exact change. No, fuck you. Give me my exact change.
Not
back.
Yet. I've been to a fucking gas station. They talking about they ain't had no change. They ain't had no change to give me. I was like, yeah, all right, I'm going to pick up something else. Nigga, how much is this? Okay, now I owe you 5 cents. I'm taking it. What you talking about, nigga?
Oh, my God.
Man. Filling my pockets up. Okay. You owe me a couple.
Oh, it's a case of beer? Oh, it must be mine. Thanks.
Right.
I need 2 of them.
Did y'all niggas hear the Drake album?
Nah. I mean, I heard a couple tracks, but I'm like, you know.
Yeah, I heard a couple of tracks. Too sexy.
I'm like,
oh, that's like his shit. I know that's his shit. I know that's his shit.
No, that's Dave,
I know that's his shit.
I know you be in the mirror.
I know. Like, I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit at all. I don't like that shit at all. And everybody's like, you gotta watch the video because I haven't seen the video neither.
The video goes.
It's the video acting. They acting stupid or some shit. Some goofy ass shit. I don't know.
I got Kawhi Leonard dancing. That's why you need to see it. You can't even. Can't even imagine this nigga dancing. He dancing without a smile either.
Shout out to Kawhi, man. I fucks with him, man. Definitely a dope ass ball player. Damn, they got this nigga dancing in the fucking video. Well, I heard the album. I listened to it a couple times. Same old Drake shit. Just how I feel about
Did
it.
Did you like it?
I mean, it
Did
ain't.
You cry?
I'm never crying over an album.
No.
It's not trash.
Sometimes Drake make you cry.
It's not great neither to me. Too many Drake's songs
make,
again.
Drake make you cry, so he didn't.
Drake
make you cry.
Does not make me cry.
No, see that's what I'm saying. Like
that's what you
that's
just
what
said.
The podcast is for, to tell the truth. And when you get the fuck on here, you try to goddamn go another Wait, route. What? You see what I'm saying?
You because, try to go another route.
Yeah,
get
everybody fuck fucking knows. They cry when they listen to Drake. Was you fucking crying? Or was you in the shower singing the shit? You was in the shower.
I never have been in the shower singing
Marble Room.
Drake. I don't even know.
Yeah, like, come on, stop playing.
Marvin's Room.
I don't even know Drake lyrics.
I don't want to hear some.
So you like the album?
I said it's cool.
So you ain't got no songs to sing?
No.
I heard he was spitting on there, though.
That 6 a.m. something?
Okay.
5 a.m. something?
Yeah, the time joint.
It's 5 a.m.
Yeah, he always killed
it. I think it's 5 a.m.
Yeah, he bodied that. Okay. You and that Ye on that shit, too. I finally got around to the Donda album. Like, remember I told you I only got, like, a few songs in it?
You get the Holy Ghost?
It's cool, too, but I'm not into these long albums. I don't want to cipher through shit. And pick out what I want. Just give me a solid 11 and 12.
Yeah, they got into like the 20s or something like that.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah,
that's tough.
That's too much for me. Especially when I know I'm not going to like all of them.
You got to think, what I'm thinking about, I don't look at it like that. I look at it as when they perform. When they got concerts. Look how many, you know what I'm saying, songs you got to perform that you can pick out of. And you trying to see what's the hottest song to perform at your shit? So,
nigga, most of the concert when they
can
do
concerts, old shit though.
Yeah, they do their whole catalog.
Yeah, I mean, but
and they just pick songs from whatever.
Even they
album
get tired of doing. Most
I don't
of their
need
shit,
27 bro. Songs from fucking Kanye, bro. Like
neither
honestly,
one of them.
Yeah, neither one of them actually. So it's like, but he got some fucking heat on there. Like, that's the thing about it. He got some fire on there. Fabio did his thing on there. Dirk did his thing on there. Lil Baby did his thing on there. I like The Weeknd. He got a lot of joints on there that I fuck with. But then I got a lot of skips. Like, well, I'm not going to sit there and listen to that whole thing because it's got this musical thing going on.
Right.
I mean, that's just, but see, that's Kanye, and then you got to understand.
And I know that. That's why I don't be mad. I just, you know.
I think you program most of the time, like now with the CDs or music, it'd be short now. So you so used to it's short when somebody do long. It's like, yo, I don't want to listen to the long thing. You know what I'm saying? So, but back in the day, like, that was the thing. You wanted that long album. Remember, they were coming out with double discs back then. Can't do it right now.
I guess that is compared to a double disc.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you, yeah. That is.
It's basically like a double disc.
Yeah, but listen, these ain't no Life at the Depths, goddamn it. Because I could sit there and listen to the whole entire Life at the Depths. That's my favorite album of all time.
Mm-hmm.
With Biggie. But I mean, I still suggest people check it out. Y'all should check it out. Cause I know y'all like Ye. I don't think y'all care too much for Drake like that though.
Heard some songs off of both of them. They all right.
Soulja Boy said fuck Kanye.
Everybody bitch. Needs feelings. So I don't see why.
I was telling y'all what he said, man.
It's a lot of people in their feelings about.
You know, Soulja Boy always got to keep his name in.
So. He said, fuck him. He a bitch. Chris Brown said Kanye is a whole hoe out here.
Yeah.
The niggas is mad. Like, I don't understand why they mad because your verse didn't get on the album and you sweat it. You might not even like how the album came out. You see what I'm saying? So I won't worry about it.
Nah, these niggas want to be on a Kanye album, bro.
Because it's Ye.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
They want to be on a Kanye album. Come on, Ye.
But just because it's Ye, though.
Especially if he hits you up.
Yeah.
Like, he contacted you. You wasn't even thinking about this nigga. It's like, oh, damn, this nigga want me? And I'm inspired by him anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely trying to be on that.
But they ought to know Kanye, though. Shit, he don't. I'm sure he don't keep everything that niggas record. I'm sure that shit happened before.
Yeah, like, he always switch up. I feel like he probably was like, let me switch it up. So, you know how he is. Like, he always does that.
Like, damn, the nigga changed the shit three fucking times.
Yeah, so.
You know what I mean?
That's just, yeah, they got to figure it out. Like, don't get mad about it.
Yeah, well,
Soulja Boy.
I guess I'm gonna sit back and wait.
You broke, gay.
I guess I'm gonna sit back and wait for Kendrick now. See what he does.
You broke.
Yeah, you like his verse on Baby Keem shit. Is your hit?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean,
Kendrick on top five.
Yeah, yeah. What is that, Dave? What is that?
Smoking on top five. Niggas is funny.
Oh man,
you're doing a little funny dance. These niggas just bugging out, man. Niggas be on dust.
Yo, wait.
That is a dust dance, man.
I mean, the verse was cool. I mean,
they love to get wet.
Nah, he was spitting on that. He's spitting.
It's cool, but that's what he does. Like, I don't be surprised from him.
That's what he do.
You don't be surprised.
I don't be surprised.
So what he got to do to excite you then, nigga? Pause.
Yo.
No, I'm saying I know he's going to bring some good hip-hop.
Okay.
That's what I know. You need to relax.
I said pause. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was good. This nigga over here. Yeah. He dragging it.
Nah, he always get asked weird questions.
You jagged it.
Oh, man.
I caught it though.
You still got the giggles.
Nah, cause I seen it.
You seen it, yeah. Nigga. You ain't seen shit.
Nah, the way you was the tone. It was just tone.
Get the fuck out of here.
It was just tone. Yeah.
Nah,
what
do
you gotta do?
What do you gotta do?
You tripping, bro.
I'm not even fucking with you.
This thing is funny.
Nah, but like I said, Kendrick, he's hip hop, man. He's rapping. Beat's gonna be hard. Long as it ain't like that To Pimp a Butterfly. Cause see, that's another thing. Like, that's another
album. Why you ain't like To Pimp a Butterfly? You wasn't on that wavelength, nigga. You wasn't woke enough.
Nah, I was woke.
You wasn't woke.
But
nigga,
I could cipher through
sleep,
that. It's hard joints on there, but I could cipher through that shit and pick
you
and
had
choose.
Crust in your eyes. You was sleep, nigga.
Fuck
niggas
out of
gave you an ambient. You couldn't understand it.
I will say this. I think Cole got the best album of the year right now.
Here we go. You and your hometown hero. The best of the year?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's one of them.
It's good.
Yeah. Tyler's shit is hard too.
I gotta play. I gotta go back and play it because I can't even remember it right now.
This shit was hard though.
Tyler Creator shit is hard too.
No, I'm talking about J. Cole.
J. Cole shit was hard. I'm sure it was hard. What was it?
Tyler always
what was his name?
I ain't trying to be funny. What, Tyler Cole? Always comes from shit though.
What the fucking, I don't know. Nigga, I hate fucking names.
See? I'm trying to remember. I know. I remember some
Niggas
tracks.
Count,
I just got
yeah,
remember.
I forgot. What was that song?
But work. Yeah. It's, you know, the year ain't over yet.
Yeah, well, we'll see, man.
It ain't over yet.
Let me see. The off season.
Off season.
Oh, shout out to Ronnie C, too. He just dropped the album.
Shout out to Ronnie C.
Yeah. All Sir Good Ronnie. Things.
Is that what's it called?
All Good Things.
All Good okay. Things.
Yeah.
Check it out on the on
yeah,
the
it sounds pretty good. Jungle. I ain't mad at it. I can't talk shit about it.
I wish Ronnie I could. C, come back and fuck with us, man.
He need to, too, because he just went through a life experience, man. He should talk about that.
Yeah, there you go.
Definitely. I'm glad he's in good health.
Talk about that.
Glad he's able to maneuver.
Yeah, life is good, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here.
And short.
And short.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And y'all niggas watch out. This fentanyl out here, man. This fentanyl shit is real, man. Niggas is dropping, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about it a few times, but it's like, I seem like I got to kind of keep bringing it up. A little more often, just to instilling in people's heads. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to play around out here.
Niggas is not caring.
It's hard to have fun.
That shit like crazy.
You know what I mean? It's hard to have fun. It's hard to party out here. It's hard to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, rest in peace to
Michael K. Williams.
Michael K. Williams.
Yeah.
And I think there was a comedian named Fuquan Johnson, I believe.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, he.
It's real out here. This fentanyl shit is out here, and people are dying from this shit.
Yeah, man, it's you got
even
you gotta,
rich people,
like, right? You know, it's almost to the point where you gotta stop doing drugs, man.
At this point,
yeah, you know what I mean.
Like, it's scary.
You gotta stop doing.
I know a couple people myself personally that you know. Because of that shit. Like, that shit is like, it's like, it's just hitting, it's hitting close to home now. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, wow. Like, you never thought it'd be something like this, just out here and just taking people out, along with COVID. You know what I mean? Different strands of COVID now. Like, what the fuck? Where are we at right now?
It's crazy.
You get what I'm saying? Like, where the fuck are we at? Shit is wild out here. So, people, please fucking be careful out here, man. Jesus Christ.
Niggas ain't gonna know. They just selling it.
If you selling that
shit.
Isn't
he feeling on in there? Nah, ain't no feeling on that nigga dead.
Yeah. You don't.
You don't know. You don't
know
do
what
shit.
The fuck you doing when you selling that shit. Know that you taking it. You damn near taking lives instantly with
but
that
But what
shit.
If some people don't even know that the shit is already in there? You know what I mean?
I'm talking to the people that know.
Okay.
Because I'm sure there's some niggas out there that know.
I feel you on that. Definitely. There's definitely people out there that know.
Definitely yeah, they know. They're like, man, fuck you, nigga. I'm getting money.
I'm getting money.
Yeah, nigga dead it. Anyway.
That's wild. Yo.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. But it shouldn't be like that. I don't know.
Shout out to Conway, Griselda. I seen something. Rest in peace, Rick James. They got a documentary coming out with Rick James.
Yep.
And Conway said some shit. Some wild shit about how Rick James used to come to the block and cop.
How about right?
And he said he kind of used to hate it because, like, Rick James would come up and limos got furs and all this other shit. And it's like, my nigga, you making my spot hotter than a motherfucker out here. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, like, we ain't do this shit another
I don't give
way.
A fuck.
Like,
what the shit?
Right? Right.
You got these shit. Bitches.
They know what the fuck it is.
Right. Fucking legend, man. Fucking legend. So, yeah, I can't wait for that documentary to come out. The motherfucking Rick James, man.
I don't know who playing it.
Hmm?
Who's Rick James?
No, I think he's got people talking about him. I don't think it's going to be anybody actually. Like a movie, I don't think it's going to be like that. But I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that shit.
It'd be nice to have a movie.
I think that would be dope.
Need one. Well, I think he needs one.
Well, you got Fat Joe versus Ja Rule.
Oh yeah.
By time, Joe versus the Rule. Huh?
By time this come out, you know what I'm saying? The shit already done happened.
Would I be without you?
Oh, this nigga a singer. Look at this nigga dude. This nigga's a singer.
Yeah, you
he's
man.
Working on his vocals.
He was
working on his vocals.
Everybody was loving
you
it.
You need your hot tea, bro.
Everybody was loving it, man. You was even loving it.
I liked it.
So who y'all got? Let's go. Who y'all got?
I ain't going. How about
y'all
that?
Y'all always stick me out there. Y'all both looking at me.
Yeah. Because you like
I got
skin.
Fat Joe.
You got Fat Joe?
I knew it.
I got Fat Joe.
Because you like.
Why? Don't just say you got Fat Joe.
I got Fat Joe because I feel like Fat Joe, I mean, Ja Rule got hits. I mean, bangers. Yeah. And we know the era he ran. Mm-hmm. Cool. With all the singing shit with Ashanti, Little Mo, you know what I mean? But Fat Joe has, like, he can jump into different bags. He already got, first of all, he can go back to some pun shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On some 90s shit real quick. He ain't even got to go too far deep into that.
Nah, he got some shit from Don Carter Jr.
Exactly. I'm just saying, but he wouldn't even have to go too deep into that if he didn't want to, because I feel like his 2000s would lean back.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's got to be 20, so.
Yeah, it's got to be 20. And he could do features. He's done a lot with Khaled. Yeah, you can jump into that DJ Khaled bag. You know what I'm saying?
It's has like, a lot of new hits.
It's
too.
Like his shit is going to be wavy to me. Like he's going to be switching lanes on Ja Rule. And Ja Rule just got the, I mean, it's cool that singing and all that. Oh, it's cool. That's cool. I love that shit. But
yeah, I think
the way Fat Joe is, I feel like he's going to strategize this shit. He ain't going to play. And
what if the nigga Ja Rule bring Bobby Brown out and the jaw hanging?
What? Bobby Brown jaw not gonna be hanging, bro. He gonna bring him. Bobby Brown couldn't even. Bobby Brown couldn't even move on his own verses. Like, come on.
Yeah. He gonna do his little slide.
That's my shit too, bro.
And a new yo getting bored.
Woo!
Nigga was fucked up then.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that because I'm trying to think back to Ja Rule's catalog, and maybe because, you know, I could be wrong, but I am seeing a whole lot of sing-songy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Only, you know what I mean?
Which is a run, though.
He do. What was he got a couple hard records. He could play clap back,
holla holla,
no. Holla holla,
clap back.
Yeah,
no.
Nah, he could play that. That shit rang off in New York.
He got it that did? Pac record too. That So Much Pain shit.
Pac is on it.
It was an old Pac record. He redid it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's hard. Like he got some. I ain't saying Rule don't got no hard shit, yeah. But. I'm just saying the way Joe Crack can switch lanes.
Yeah.
The way he still Joe Crack still got joints coming today.
Yeah.
That's what I said. He had recent hits. So.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm with Fat Joe.
That's really going to kill him.
And then I don't know what it might end up like a Kiss Fab joint where you know.
Yeah.
That nigga,
the singy songy shit, cool, but he kept it.
Next to some hard shit. And I think they had the Garden too.
They had the Garden too, September 14th.
And they ain't gonna, you know, they ain't gonna be as live as the Locks or Dipset.
LOX, Yonkers, what up?
That's a different type of energy, right?
That shit
there.
Was beautiful.
They brought that shit.
That shit was beautiful.
But it'd be a good one.
Fuck
though.
All that. Who you got, nigga?
I got Joey.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Joe. It's gonna be good though.
Where would I be without you? I see it on your fucking face, Moses.
I got Joey with, but you know, not by a landslide. Those will be close.
It's definitely gonna be close. I agree with that. Definitely. I definitely agree with that. Yo, you got Moses. See that look at you?
Yeah, I take John. Which I take, John, you forgetting he got this shit with Jay-Z and DMX.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Murder Graham. He could play Murder Graham.
That's fire.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a point. I don't give a fuck what Joe plays.
That's fire.
I don't give a fuck what Joe play.
He had a lot of hits on Vinny Vici. That shit,
yeah. I mean, listen.
He could bring that.
It's gonna be close.
I don't know records off it. I only know his hits off that album. I don't know, and I don't know if the audience, you know, that's not something that you want to play if everybody.
He
don't
got
know
like
that
one hit on it. I'm pretty sure everybody would. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying the whole thing, but like, mm-hmm. But Damn Right There is, it's a lot more I'm trying to think of that he had that was hitting.
So you got Ja.
You remember he had the, like he said, the Tupac shit, There's Don't Be with Nas in it, Ashanti. What else, man?
Ja got joints, man.
Ja had a lot of stuff. I forgot Ja like most of them, but he had a lot of his.
Well, I think it's going to be a great show. Like, I'm with Dave, though. I don't think it's going to be as lit as a Lox Dipset. Nah,
the energy different. The energy is different. You know what I mean? They not giving up that type of energy.
They should, though.
Nah.
It's the New York energy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like the competitiveness. Like, you know, we cool, but no, let's put on a show.
You might play a little for everybody, man. You got a crew against a crew. That energy is going to be there. You got
Ja-Ru might play
it's a lot of masculine energy on the stage.
I think that'll be a dope Bronx versus Queens.
What
was
that Rush Hour soundtrack he did with Jay-Z? Ja-Ru.
The Rush Hour joint. Can I get a word? Yeah. Yeah, he better play that. He better play
that. You see what I'm saying? Like,
and that's a point, too. That's a point.
You're giving a lot of... For you to be going for Joe, you giving this nigga Ja a lot of points early. That's
I said
two,
it was
that's
gonna
two,
be,
nah, that's two
said,
off 2-0
it's
right
not
there.
Giving them points. Okay. Like,
lean back is a point.
Yo, I'm telling you, but Fat
lean
Joe
back
got,
might not be a point.
Lean back is a point.
Fat Joe know. Got some shit.
Yo, however he played, it better be. I'm just
I don't
I'm
know.
Saying, I'm just get, I'm naming the points that I think he
depends
he
on how it's
get.
Played.
Like
you
I
know
said,
that.
But, yeah, but so everything
like,
I said about
both of them got stuff for each other.
Everything I said about Ja might not be a point then.
Fat
you know
Joe
I mean?
Got
depending
some
on what he plays. So this is the points I'm giving him.
But both of them can go either way. You know what I'm saying? They got some shit for the ladies and they got some shit for the
that
dude.
Shit with Pun.
Both of them.
You know, deep cover
deep
shit.
Deep cover, yeah.
That's a point.
Mm-hmm. That's an automatic point.
He could play.
But see, we just saying stuff, and just like last time with Cameron and what's the name, we were saying what they should have played, and they didn't even play half the stuff.
I think, is he on John Blaze? I think he might be on John Blaze.
Yeah.
I might, hit, right?
I think so.
He's on Violet.
He could play that.
Oh, man.
But that's debatable.
I'm going to be ready for
he
this.
He can play. Fat Joe going to play Make It Rain.
Make It
Make
Rain.
Make It Rain.
Come on.
Yeah, that's hard.
They probably going to end it with New York.
Together.
You can't do the remix.
That's cute.
That's cute.
You can't do the remix.
We friends.
Right. You know what? I wouldn't even play it because Kiss annihilated it. If you're not going to bring Kiss back out, you don't even need to play it, dog. I don't even want to hear the song, though.
I'm from New York, New York.
Don't be, I'm outside.
But it's all three of their songs.
I'm outside. If Kiss ain't there, I don't want to see it.
Kiss definitely bodied that shit.
Right.
Oh, man.
That's how they shut it down. Give Kiss a cameo. You want to blow the doors off? Blow the doors off.
Ooh,
shit.
Oh, shit. Shout out to the people down in Louisiana, Texas.
All the way up.
Come Fat on, Joe say he not going to be playing like them niggas will play it.
Yeah, I know, because he can't, he don't want to, he don't, he's, he can't control
he
that energy.
Like, yeah, but he's,
Fat Joe, and he,
Fat
you know,
Joe different, he don't like
different.
To be a sore
he don't
want to
do all that.
And he's a whole, he's a crazy one.
It was getting real disrespectful up there, but it was love, though. It was love.
Josh said he better get ready.
Josh said he was going to have him sweating out of his Versace shirt.
I saw that.
And that's going to happen. That nigga going to be sweating up there, dog.
I mean, we'll be hot in the building.
Khaled might pop up with his shirt off.
Me and Fat Joe have a birthday?
Yeah, he just had a birthday recently. He had some bullshit going on where they try to say he was a snitch.
No, we spoke about that.
Yeah, it's just it's Fat Joe. Yeah,
and then the nigga came out and apologized. I told you that shit was bullshit.
Stupid. I like Fat Joe, man. Joe crack, yeah, man.
Crack official, man.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yo. He my dude.
But, yeah, shout out to people out there. What'd you say, Mo?
Not talking about old boy, talking about Fat Joe.
Oh, Cuban
like,
Link?
Yeah. Cuban Link, yeah.
He like you on some shit.
Yeah, that nigga broke.
That nigga on fentanyl. That nigga about to be on fentanyl. That
nigga broke, man.
He broke.
You don't know the nigga's broke or
he
not.
He looked broke last time I
seen him. Always, yeah, he do.
He made a video on his phone. It looked like an Android. Yeah.
Like where you Mickey D's.
Y'all hate getting in arguments with niggas with Androids, too. These niggas really be arguing with me, Dave, that Android is better. A camera. Shut the fuck up, dude. Mm-hmm.
You should can't even see your fucking camera.
I hate that fucking green bubble. Don't text me.
Yeah. Android.
Look, Mozo Android ass nigga.
Yeah, it's new.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you got it.
That's why group text be looking green. I hate that shit.
I don't care about no Apple these. Apple ass niggas.
Shout out to CJ.
Apple phone. You gotta get an Apple phone.
You should get one.
Nah, because they set up the fucking destroyer so you can get another one.
They got a new one coming out. The new one come out this week.
Yeah, and watch you your gonna phone get fucked up.
They got another one coming out?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
See what I'm saying? They make you spend money.
I'm eligible.
They don't make you spend shit.
I'm eligible.
This shit can be slow.
Me too. I'm not buying another one.
I'm not neither.
I'm gonna hold on to my shit.
Nah, you gonna have to buy another one. That shit gonna be going slow, watch.
I thought about it though.
I'm telling you shit gonna be going slow on your shit.
I'm good.
I thought
until
about
my
it.
Shit start breaking down, I'm good.
Shit, now you said that's gonna start breaking down. Man, it listens to you. You know these phones.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Phones jump out made to jump out your hand break.
What?
I'm telling you, man.
You said what, nigga?
What do you say?
It's a government thing. It's too deep for
I
you.
I just know this shit be listening to us and I hate that shit. I don't even got Siri on and this shit still be popping up.
Yo,
ads.
So
Siri.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The bitch be like, come on, bitch. Ain't nobody mentioning your name.
Alexa, Siri, none of y'all. I don't fuck with none of y'all.
So they got a new Matrix coming out. I got a question for you. So the premise of the movie, in case y'all forgot, is you know, this world is a fucking a simulation or whatever.
It's bullshit.
Would you continue taking a blue pill and live in this simulation or take the red pill and be enlightened? And, you know, I guess eventually have to fight off some viruses or some shit, whatever the fuck they was doing in the movie. What would you do? Would you stick in this imaginary world that everybody else is in?
Well, what's the imaginary world looking like?
It's the way you live in right now. But you take the red pill and you see things for what it is. Like, this shit ain't real. Everything is fucking fake. Everything's like a little fucking computer or some shit.
I live like that now.
Living like what?
Well, like what you just said. Everything is fucking fake. I hate everything out here. Yeah, like, I live like that now. Because everything's fucking fake.
You know, I guess the only downfall is you know, not enjoying the life that you have now in the family. Mm. You know, coming back. You know what I mean? No coming back.
Nah, fuck it. I'm with
fucking them. Enlighten you,
yeah,
right? Yo, put the light on me.
You feel me? Why not?
What you gonna do?
He said he taking a red pill, man.
Oh, you taking a red pill?
Yep.
Like a real nigga.
What you doing?
What about you, son?
I'm taking the red pills. You taking the bullshit. But see, at the same time, I can still come back in the bullshit where I do what I want.
Ain't no coming back.
I can do what I want. Do you see in the Matrix you can came back do
it
what
you
want?
Ain't like the movie. You can't come back.
Man,
you can't come back.
They making the movie real life.
No, but no, in the movie, he never went back to his life. Once he got out, he couldn't go back to his life.
But I'm saying I can go back in the world and ball. I don't have to go back to my life. They would jump back in the world doing what they want to do.
Just doing what you want to do.
I gotta go back and watch the first Matrix. I was young when I watched it.
You pretty much, if that's the case, there gotta be a doubt, something negative to it.
It is.
So you have to be a little fucking superhero.
Yeah, you really have to be a superhero with your shit. I can't abuse that. You know what I'm saying?
So you just want to live life as a video game because that's pretty much what they were doing. Now remember,
want to be a GTA player.
Remember what kind of life they was living outside of that shit because you can't stay in there. They can't stay in there forever.
Yeah,
you got to unplug yourself sometimes. So they was on that little ship eating slop. Everybody had on Yeezy looking clothes. The shit was all dusty in there.
I sweating with Yeezy clothes.
You right? That was Yeezy clothes before they even knew it.
Kanye's smart.
The that's bitches had their head shaved.
That's what the fuck he did. He was like, I'm gonna just reinvent the measures.
Yep.
Put holes in these clothes.
Couple holes in that shit. Stretched
people
out.
Bought it. Mm-hmm.
Big ass sweatshirts.
Now you're gonna have it in the Gap.
Right.
Do you like his new shoes?
Nope. I don't wear none of that shit. Dave, which one? Red or blue pill?
It's a good question.
Fucking good question.
And I asked it, didn't I? That's
right, exactly. enlightened, nigga.
Great fucking question.
I don't know if I want to be enlightened.
This nigga here, man. I love the world I'm in.
I don't know. It's a good question, man.
Oh, God. This nigga poses the fucking question and does not have a fucking answer.
Nah, he think about eating that slop. You know how his stomach is. You don't want to fuck.
Right.
You don't want to wear the holy clothes?
I'm thinking about the life, being unplugged. How boring that shit is. Being unplugged. You gotta watch the movie.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna go back and watch the first one.
That is boring. A boring life. And you can't be plugged up all your life.
Well, it's not really because you remember they had to fight the machines. Remember in the world and the shit they used to, it's machines you gotta fight. And then in the world, you had to go and do shit. So you can't fight them. So it wasn't
they was fighting them inside the world. They was fucking the world.
Yeah, that's
up.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Niggas ain't even know it.
I'm gonna go home and watch
they
this
had to
shit.
Meet. You gotta meet people in the world, remember? Other people, you know what I'm saying? In different categories in the world.
It's
they had
like
to meet.
Little viruses and shit.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Got little COVIDs and shit?
Yeah, little codes and shit. Yeah, it's deep.
Mm.
You know, a black woman wrote that shit too?
Shout out to
her. They stole it from her, put it out, and she sued a couple years later. Got that
good for her.
Yep.
God bless her.
Fucking white people.
Fucking white people.
They can't wait to steal some shit.
Because they always feel like they can cut you out of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna believe you, okay?
Hollywood does that. Crazy.
Yo, shout out to Louisiana, Texas, all them areas getting affected by these fucking hurricanes. Hurricane season out this bitch.
Yeah, it's crazy out here, man.
It's wild.
You know, we get affected by that bullshit, too, being back right here by the Atlantic Ocean and shit. We haven't gotten hit yet. Hopefully we don't.
Yeah, hopefully the season.
In North Carolina, Fayetteville.
Hopefully we don't and nowhere else does either.
There you go.
No
I'm
more.
With you on
you
that.
Man. Fucking Haiti.
Haiti
got messed up again.
This shit is fucking shit up out here, man. So be safe out here. Fucking hurricanes. I hate them shits, man. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm tired as fuck.
Hurricanes.
Yeah, bro. You gotta get shacked up, nigga. Them shits be causing fucking tornadoes and everything.
Tap your shoes. Wish you was on Little Dorothy.
You need help, bro.
Little Dorothy wish she was on.
Little Dorothy.
Was that a hurricane or tornado? That was a tornado, though.
Yeah.
It was a hurricane. Huh?
Was it a hurricane?
I think it was. He was like, it's a hurricane.
Was it?
You don't work.
Either way, you get your shoes
either
on.
Either way. Get your shoes on. You start tapping.
Get your pretty shoes on, nigga.
Yo, this is episode 117, like I said.
Why? Endly Pro.
Follow us on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC, Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast, Instagram is Dirty Water_Podcast, my Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Yo, hit us up and tell this nigga Moses to get some type of social media. He won't listen to us.
Yeah, I got a question.
You can email us too at dirtywaterpodcast@gmail.com. What you got a question? What question?
I got
a
question, boy. Should a man be ate out, huh?
Oh, you talking about your boy, huh?
That's what you gonna call it, huh?
Your booty?
That's how you want to end the episode? Mm-hmm. Should a man be ate out?
What's your man name from down the Trick,
Trick
Daddy?
Trick Daddy.
Trick Daddy,
huh?
Was on.
He liked to get his booty.
He was
ate.
On Drink Champs.
He liked to get his ass ate.
But he was calling.
He
to
was
get
saying
his head out though. Yeah, that is.
Yeah,
a crazy
that's
term.
The. He ain't saying like. He like he said he like eating booty, but he was like.
I don't know
like
if I
want to
deal with a chick that eats. Trick
with your
Daddy's
legs up.
Ass.
You ate his ass.
I'm
respectfully,
good
Trick Daddy's ass. He don't look like he got to clean his ass. Respectfully,
Trick Daddy say he take bubble baths though. he said he been taking bubble baths since I think he said 1992. He hasn't taken
a
shower.
You seen that nigga mugshot?
He said use wet wipes.
Is that a mugshot of a bubble bath, nigga?
Hey, but hold on. Now that you say that, it's funny you say that because he couldn't have took no bubble bath in jail.
No bubble.
He used wet wipes.
That's good.
So what, you like getting your ass ate? What you saying, Moses? Is why you asking
I
this?
I can't see myself cock-a-doodle doing with the legs up.
You can't lay back and put like, your legs up real quick.
How you actually get cock-a-doodle though?
So then you rather bend over?
Like, no, I don't want to do none of that. Like, what are you saying?
Is there a proper way to actually get cock-a-doodle?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Know. Because niggas that ride bikes with the choppers, they got the legs all spread wide. So I'm thinking, like, you got to do the chopper ride? Is it a chopper ride? That's what you're going to call it?
What you talking about? The position you got your legs?
Yeah.
That's all he's worried about.
Because I don't think.
That's the giving birth, nigga. That's the giving birth. Legs on the stirrup.
Either way, it's uncomfortable position. I don't think I want.
So
I eat a lot of
do,
spicy shit.
You gonna
I'm just late. I
you
eat a lot of spicy
the,
shit.
Do the
I don't feel like that's what you want in your life.
You're gonna do the OBGYN. Cause your legs is on the stirrups. You know what I mean?
Cock a doody doo.
Yeah, or the cock a doody means that you cocking your legs up to get your doodle doo.
Caca! To get your doodle doo.
There we go. We call
this is
it
all
the cock-a-doodle-doo.
This is all disgusting.
Huh? Get your cock-doodle?
Listen, if you're going to get that done, do the cock-a-doodle and never get caught bending over, dog. That's a no-go.
Why is the question? I got to like it all the time.
Why would anybody get caught
do you
bending
do it?
Over?
Huh?
I'm saying, huh? Like, if you're going to get your ass ate, don't bend over. Give it a cock-a-doodle.
Instead of bending over.
Yeah.
These niggas right here.
I ain't doing either.
Knees on the bed.
Nah, you gonna try. And you gonna like it.
It's crazy, dog.
You don't want to say you like it. That's why you don't want to try.
Nah. I don't think I would like it.
Look at your face.
I don't think I would
like
it.
You kind of, you would, yeah.
That's my thing about it. I don't think I would like it. Or I might be scared to like it. I might be scared that I might.
That's the real truth.
That might be what it is. I might be scared that I might like it.
Liking that shit. Yeah,
I want to get caught. I don't want to get caught in the moment. Because
I'm just saying. Pitch is just like, okay, say you do like it, right? So the next time in the bed, like.
It's crazy.
Are you gonna try to get in position?
Are you expecting it? Like
damn, you don't want to kiss? Nah. Right, I thought you was.
You know what I mean? He gonna cock a doodle.
Yeah. Put my legs up. I didn't throw.
Yeah. I mean, I try to get you to hit.
You see how my legs is?
Crazy.
I got a cramp now.
I got a bad back.
So which one you doing, Moses?
Doing none of
you asked the question, you gotta answer it.
I just can't do it.
Cock-a-doogie. Now you gotta do the cock-a-doogie.
You got to. No. I'm with that. You got to.
You got to.
Never put your knees on the bed.
Married.
Knees,
you married.
Knees and hands on
you
the bed.
You did. How was it?
As long as you don't put your. What?
You married. I never died. Let's get to the real facts.
That was a good one.
Look at that. This nigga turned to me and goes,
I'll be honest. I've been offered. Sorry. And I told you I'm scared. I might
you
like
scared.
It.
I might like it. It might happen. And you just don't realize it.
I know, I'm cool. I'm scared.
I'm taking these pills so I can forget.
And if you do the cock-a-doodle, don't have your legs behind your head.
See what I'm saying? Yo,
don't do that.
Yo, is it, yo, damn, you see what I'm saying? That's the, I don't do it. But listen, don't have your fucking hands. Cause that shit fucked me up.
Yeah, yeah. Show you put you in a lawn chair.
Oh my god!
Put your legs behind your head.
Nigga, you already know I can't. I couldn't even, bro. You already know I couldn't even put my legs my behind knees. My head if I tried, bro. Yeah, my knees be popping. And yeah. Shit is over.
Pop my knee. All
right, man. Fuck y'all. I'm out of here. I'm not fucking with y'all. Y'all want some nasty shit. Mm-hmm. Moe's want to get his ass ate out, bent over. This nigga different. I don't know what's going on, man. This nigga changed,
you like the
man.
Cocky doodle dude.
This nigga
you married.
Cocky doodle.
Don't try to switch it on me, because you know you married. They
and
do that.
And no fart in her
it's
face.
It's a signed deal.
I mean, listen.
You know what I mean?
It's a signed deal.
Cocky doodle dude. Hmm?
This episode 170.
Did you catch
a
cramp?
Did you catch
a cramp? Look at you. Look, I catch you. You did the lazy boy with it.
What the fuck is the lazy boy?
And if you do the cocky doogie, the cockadoodle do hold your own legs. Don't have
hold your own legs.
You better not have Shorty holding your legs. That is sick.
Tell the neighbors if you're saying kaka, this is right. Don't you worry about it. They know what it is.
Telling you to push him back further.
Don't eat nothing spicy.
That's how you ask for it.
Oh my.
Tell Shorty yo, kaka.
I think I'm naming the episode Cocky Doodle. Y'all niggas is crazy.
I don't want to like it, but I like it.
I don't want to know.
And shout out to the East Side Fairville. You already know what it is. 2-6 and.
Good night, Shorty. You eat out?
What?
What?
Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked